Chapter 10. Back to Devon. At the cottage in Bow, Smike was ill. He was very thin and pale, and he couldn't walk far. Nicholas sent for the doctor. The doctor examined Smike, and then he said, "London is not good for this boy. It is cold, wet and smoky here, and that is making him ill. Take him to the country to get some fresh air, if you can." Nicholas was worried about his work in the office. He went to see Charles Cheeryble. "I'm afraid Smike is very ill, Charles," he said. "The doctor says that the dirty London air is not good for him. He told me to take him to the country. I can't do that, because I work for you here."
"The most important thing is to help that poor boy, Nicholas," Charles replied. "Take Smike to the country tomorrow. Don't worry about your work here. We'll be fine without you."
So Nicholas decided to take Smike to Devon in the southwest of England. It was quite warm there, and the air was fresh and clear. Nicholas had spent his childhood in Devon, so he knew it well. He found somewhere to stay near the farm where he had lived as a child. Smike loved to hear his stories about when he was young. One day, Nicholas showed Smike a tree and told him a story. "When Kate was little, she was playing in the fields one day, and she got lost. We looked everywhere for her, and at last my father found her asleep under this tree. He was so happy to see her, he said that when he died, he wanted to be buried under this tree. Look, there is his grave." Smike looked at the grave. Then he looked at Nicholas and said,
"I want you to make me a promise, Nicholas. When I die, will you bury me under that tree too?"
Nicholas smiled sadly and made the promise. Smike's illness got worse. A few weeks later, he couldn't get out of bed. Sometimes Nicholas carried him into the garden and laid him under the trees. Nicholas always sat with him and talked quietly to him. One evening, he took the sick boy out to watch the sunset. They both lay quietly by the tree. Suddenly, Smike cried out and tried to sit up.
"What's the matter?" asked Nicholas.
"He's there! Look! Behind that tree!" cried Smike.
Smike started to shake.
"Who is it, Smike? Who can you see?" Nicholas asked.
"It's that man!" shouted Smike. "The man who took me to do the boy's hall. I don't know who he is, but I hate him."
"There's no one there, Smike. It's just a dream. Lie down and rest," Nicholas said quietly.
After that, Smike became sicker and sicker, and Nicholas knew that there was no hope for his friend. One quiet autumn day, poor Smike died. Nicholas kept his promise and buried Smike under his favourite tree. In London, Ralph had a visit from Mr. Brooker. The old man still knew a secret about Ralph and another Nickleby. Last time they had met, Ralph did not let Mr. Brooker tell him his secret. This time, Mr. Brooker wanted to make sure Ralph listened to him.
"Do you remember when I worked for you?" Mr. Brooker asked Ralph. "Well, I know that at that time you were secretly married. You and your wife had a son, and when she left, your son went to live with her. His room was at the top of the house. There was a door in the ceiling to the attic. You made me work very hard," Mr. Brooker continued. "You paid me very little money. I was very angry, Mr. Nickleby. So I told you a lie. I told you that the boy had died."
"Is my son still alive?" cried Ralph.
"Let me tell you the whole story. I took him to do the boys' hall to Mr. Squeers. I was angry with you, but I could not hurt you, so I wanted to hurt your son. But your nephew, Nicholas, helped him to run away. Your son went to live with Nicholas, but then the boy became very ill. Last week, he died. I saw him in Devon a few days before he died. He was with your nephew. They were watching the sun set together. The boy's name was Smike.
Smike was my son? It can't be true, Ralph cried.
Ralph stood quite still. He couldn't believe this news.
It is true, and now he is dead, Mr. Brooker said.
Ralph sat down. This news was a terrible shock to him. Suddenly he felt very old and sad. He still had some money, but he had no friends and no family. All his plans had gone wrong, and he had lost his only child. Mr. Brooker quietly walked away and left Ralph alone. Ralph sat there for a long time, thinking about his life. He didn't eat or sleep for several days, and then, one dark, rainy night, he walked out into the darkness and was never seen again. When Nicholas Nickleby returned from Devon, he and Madeline Bray were married. Kate and Frank Cheerable were married too. It was a very happy day for everyone. Nicholas continued his job with the Cheerable brothers. Madeline decided to put the money from the will into the Cheerables' business. Nicholas then became a partner in the business, and it became known as Cheerable and Nickleby. After a few years, the Cheerable brothers retired, and Nicholas ran the business. He made it a huge success, and he was able to buy his father's old farm in Devon. Nicholas and Madeline moved to the farm and had several children. Mrs. Nickleby, Kate and Frank often visited, and they all lived together very happily. Newman Noggs also moved to Devon. Newman had always been kind to Nicholas and had helped him many times. He lived in a little cottage next to Nicholas's farm. He liked playing with the children, and they all loved the old man. They all visited Smike's grave very often. The children laid flowers on it in his memory. They never forgot their poor cousin, whose life had been so short and so unhappy.